This morning we mark the 15th Sunday in ordinary time. And as we just read in the gospel, the good news today is that the apostles were sent out to the world to preach repentance. The invitation to repentance, to repent, is good news for us. And how is repentance good news? Because if we repent, we live. If we repent from sin with the help of God, we are then able to benefit from the life that the Lord gives us. The word repentance in Greek literally means to go beyond oneself, to go past oneself. So in order to repent, first step is to look at oneself in all honesty and truth and ask, what's in here that is not of God? What are the things that I am doing that are not good? What are the habits that have become part of myself that are not healthy, virtuous, good? Repentance is acknowledging that old and sinful self and making the decision, again with the help of God, to go past those things, leave behind what's sinful in me and head in a new direction. And what is that new direction, we might ask? The new direction is, of course, Jesus Christ. The beginning of the gospel for today says that Jesus summoned the 12. The Greek word used for the verb to summon literally means to call to oneself. So Jesus called the 12 to himself so that they may be with him. And thus he gave their lives the only direction in life that is life-giving, himself. And the Lord is also calling all of us to himself as well, brothers and sisters. True repentance is, yes, leaving behind bad habits and sinful lifestyles. That is, of course, a most important way, a most important step in the journey of conversion. Yet true repentance requires to leave all of that behind, but in order to end up with the Lord. Without me, you can do nothing, he said in the gospel. In a few minutes, all that I am preaching about, we will be living out in a sacramental way. The Lord will be calling us to himself, to his table, to his altar, When I say, "Behold the Lamb of God, Him who takes away the sins of the world, blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb." And then we will all make an act of repentance by acknowledging that we are not worthy, that He should enter under our roof. And once we think about our unworthiness and the reasons for it, we will then hopefully repent and then begin our journey past that old self, our journey forward, literally, in the communion line, towards the Lord, who in the Eucharist is calling us to Himself so that we may be with Him. So this is the invitation that I make to you this morning as much as I make it to myself. And the invitation is repent, repent, repent so that we may live. The Lord is calling us to Himself. May we hasten to leave behind our old selves and head towards the Lord, with whom there is refreshment, light, and peace.